for the bottom line. It's going to take us a while to get to the bottom line, because so much of the bottom line we could do is you learn random rules. But chaval to learn random rules without understanding at all where it comes from. We have an achrayus to understand how it emerges from the Gemara. So we're going to continue on with the Gemara that we had left off with, and then, of course, go into see how the shitas develop, because it seemed in the Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned previously, the rules seem to be quite random, and if we don't break our heads on the Gemara, then we're not going to be able to figure out where the rules of the Mechaber and the Rama come from. Okay, so last week, there's one thing also I have to rectify from last week. Last week we had seen the machlokis of Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Huda on the bottom of Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis, and we had been introduced on the top of Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph to the heter of Ma'at Ma'at. And last week, to jump first to the bottom line of what we had seen, and that's the first thing that you have summarized, the Siyata Dishmaya on the cover page, is that we had seen a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Be'er Halacha of what Ma'at Ma'at does. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that Ma'at Ma'at makes it that the process of Lisha is not one in which you're doing a regular Lisha, because the way in which you mix it, by first putting it into a small bowl, so then you won't have the right balance, you won't have the right proportion, and since you won't have the right proportion, you're not going to have the Isser of Lush. The Be'er Halacha was Mechadish, and we chased the Be'er Halacha, as you saw, down in other instances. The Be'er Halacha was Mechadish that when it comes to the heter of Ma'at Ma'at, since the item is already complete in the case of the Gemara, the case of the Gemara was Kemech Kali, so then in such a case, there's no Lisha when you have a full Ochel item. Once you have a full item of Ochel, then you're not going to have the Isser of Alisha. That was where the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish parted ways. In regards to the heter of Ma'at Ma'at, we pointed out that there are different shitos within the Rishonim about how to understand the case of Kemach Kali. And we pointed out, and if take a look again, we're going to return back to this, the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Lama Gimel, there the Rambam describes that the heter of Keli and doing Ma'at Ma'at is in a very, very limited case. If you take a look in the booklet, it's the fourth page. I photocopied the Rambam again. The Rambam says, in the case of Keli, so then in such a case you have the heter of Ma'at Ma'at. So I just want to point out that we contrasted that with Shitas Tosos. Ramati pointed out in the middle of the shir, and I wasn't miyachis to it at the time because I felt we would get lost. But at the end of the day, I erroneously attributed to Tosos that Kemach Keli, according to Tosos, is a Dover She'eno Bar Gibel. That's correct according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Kemach Keli is not a Bar Gibel, and therefore, according to the Rambam, the Shaila is only a Derabbanan. While according to the Shita of Tosos, if you look in Yuches Amid Aleph, Tosos there is Choshesh for the Shita of Rebbe, and therefore he has to learn that that a Kemach Keli is a Bar Gibul, and somehow the heter of Ma'at Ma'at takes care of the problem of a Bar Gibul. And that's what brought us to the point, according to Tosos, as we saw in the Be'er Halacha, then in such a case, then you're going to have the heter of Ma'at Ma'at being Matir and Isur Doraisa. So what I misspoke last week was that in trying to simplify the sugya, I put Tosos and the Rambam as both assuming Kemach Kali is a dover that's not a Bar Gibel. Tosas says a Kemach Kali is a Bar Gibel, and that, as we saw in the Be'er Halacha, just to see inside again, in Shin Chaf Aleph Yud Dalet, in Dibra Maskul Shema Yavo, the Be'er Halacha says that according to Tosos, you have to say that the Kemach Kali is a Bar Gibel, because Tosas holds that Nesinas Mayim is also an Isur D'Oraisa. So how is it going to help to do it Ma'at Ma'at? So it must be that Kemach Kali is a Bar Gibul. And since Kemach Kali is a Bar Gibul, the Ma'at Ma'at is going to be Matir the Isur D'Oraisa. And then we had two different opinions amongst the Chazon Ish and the Be'er Halacha how to understand that distinction. Okay, so that's what we had left off with in the sugya of Kemach Kali and the applications that we had then. The Gemara continues on the top of Kuf Nun Vav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara tells us, Vishavin Sheboch Shchin Es HaShasis B'Shabbos. If you don't have a Gemara, I'd recommend that you look on with somebody that has a Gemara. Two lines on top on Kufnu Vav Amal. Says the Gemara, Vishavin Sheboch Shchin Es HaShasis B'Shabbos. That everybody agrees that you can mix Shasisa on Shabbos. Of course, we're not going to stray too far from the Shulchan Aruch. So let's go immediately to the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam's definition of Shasisa. The Rambam says, and quoted, you can see in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm reading from page 298 in the Shulchan Aruch, Avol Tvua Shelo Hivya Shlish Shekaluo. So if you have Tvua that has not been processed, had ripened, is a better word. It's not ripened to a third. Shekaluosa, it's then been parched. Va'achakach tochenuosa tchina gasa. So what would happen is that you would take this wheat that was one-third ripe, and then you would parch it, and then grind it down, so then it wasn't fine at all. Sharei kechala would be like sand. V'hi'anikris shasisa. And this is what is called shasisa. So that is the definition of shasisa that we're going to run with right now. So the Gemara says, V'shavim shaboch shines ha-shasis b'shabbis, V'shosim zeisam ha-mitzri. That's not important for our sugya right now. Asks the Gemara of Amrit Engoglin, wait a second, here we say you're allowed to mix it, yet we learned by Kemach Kali that you're not allowed to, that you need to do it. Ma'at, ma'at, what's the difference between, the Gemara says, Shasisa and Kemach Kali? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, there's no problem. Ha ba'ava, ha ba'raka. This one is talking about a thick mixture, and one is talking about a thin mixture. This is the most important factor in whole of Hilchas Lisha. Whether we're talking about a Belila Ava or a Belila Raka. So the Gemara says that if it's a Belila Raka, we're going to be more makel. What is more makel going to mean? What is going to be the parameters of all that, of more makel? That we're going to have to break down. Over here, there is a fundamental machlokis between Rashi and the Rambam. And the machlokis doesn't have that many hashlochos in terms of halach l'maisa, but has absolutely all the hashlochos in the world in terms of understanding what's going on, and every other halacha is going to follow from that distinction. I just read the Gemara the way Rashi does. Let's take a look at Rashi on the bottom of Kuf Nun Hei on the base. Rashi says as follows, Kelly. So Rashi is going to describe Kemach Keli. I know we spoke about Shasisa, but the reason why I'm reading Rashi Keli, I'll give you a heads up, is because Rashi is going to learn that Keli and Shasisa are the same thing. So according to Rashi, we're going to have a dimyon over here between Keli and Shasisa. Zokdei l'garashi, Keli, Kemach shel tfua, shenis yapshu ben kloyos bitan, where it's parched in the oven, v'osa kemach lo lamasaku, v'hu kimcha darshana, ve'oisin mimenu Shasisa. And what's made from it is shasisa mishemen umayim umelach. So you could make shasisa from kemach kali. So they're basically, without getting involved in the details of exactly what they are, according to Rashi, these haterim that we learned for kemach kali, as well as for shasisa, they're quote unquote the same things. We'll explain what that means shortly. So the Gemara then reads as follows. The way in which to read the Gemara is as follows. V'ha amrit ein goblin. You said that the halacha is that you can't be goblin as hakeli. So, but wait a second. When it came to shasisa, you were matir. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. When did we say it's aser? That was by keli. That's ava. That's keli. That's sick. And then habiraka. And then there's another case, and that is the keli, that is the mixture that is thin. So you have the distinction between the ava and the raka as according to Rashi, and that the case of shasisa is going to be mutter in a case where it's raka, and the man the amar who says ein goblin, who's that man the amar who's going to say ein goblin? Rebbe, presumably. Okay. The man the amar who says ein goblin, that man the amar is going to say that the halacha is that it's going to be asur if it's ava. And hence, when it's ava, we're going to need to do this shinui of ma'at ma'at, as we mentioned previously in the Gemara. Okay, let's take a look at the Rambam. Yes?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, to be called, we need the shinui of ma'at ma'at.
Okay.
So Rebbe might also have the same hetter.
Maybe. Correct. There's no hechreach. The possibilities that we're going to have over here are going to be endless in terms of the different possibilities. We're going to try to describe the words that we have, and then Seder, we'll try to talk about all the potential possibilities. Because there's so many variables. Siyata Dishmaya, hopefully, we'll try to keep it clear. If you take a look in the Rambam, in many ways, I think, makes things a lot simpler. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Lamed Gimel speaks about Shesisa, and Kamech Keli in two different terms. Says the Rambam, Megabel Chayiv Mishum Lash. Lefichach, according to the Rambam, our entire sugya is only in Isur Derabbanan. Vamevin Yavin, you don't have to understand this. According to Rashi, there's room to say that it's a Din D'oraisa. But the Rambam is going to learn that our entire sugya is only Midrabbanan. Says the Rambam, Megabel Chai Mishum Lash, Lefichach, Ein Megabel Kemach Keli Harbe, Shema Yavo Lalush Kemach She'enu Koli. So Kemach Keli is Aser Gzeira, Atu Kemach She'enu Koli. Umutu Legabel Sakeli Ma'at Ma'at. But you have the heter of Ma'at Ma'at. Avo Tvua Shelo Vishlish Shelach Vosav, Achakach Tachnu Vosav Tchina Gasa, Sharei Kechol, Vianikush Shosis, Mutu Legabel Mimenu Bechomet Tzukiyotzebe, Harbib Basachas. Then the Rambam talks about another case. Tvua Shaloi Viyashlish. And he says, Tvua Shaloi Viyashlish is Shasisa. He doesn't put it together with Kemakali. He says, that's mutter if the following, it's mutter if Vihu Shiyarach, it needs to be a Leblila Raka, Avil Kasha Aser Mibnei Shinira Kalash. But if it's Kasha, in other words, according to the way most understand that means the Rambam is referring to Ava, if it's thick, so then it's going to be usher because it appears like Lash. Vitzarech l'shano, so you need to make a Shinui. And what is your Shinui? The Shinui is that you change the order. The Ritva explains that the Shinui over here of changing the order means that you do it differently than you do normally during the week. Because it's Nirek Kalash. Notice, according to Rambam, it's only Nisar Drabbanan. It's Nirek Kalash. So then, what you do is, you have, on the one hand, Blila Raka, and on the other hand, you also have another, even Blila Raka is not going to be enough by itself, but you need to change the order, says the Ritva. The Ritva is in the back of your booklets. The Ritva says, in order that it shouldn't look like that what you're doing, you do Bechol. Okay, this is the Rambam and Rashi. To crunch. The Rambam understands that Shesisa and Keli are two different categories. Shesisa is one category in which the Shinoi is not the Shinoi of Ma'at Ma'at, but rather the Shinoi is going to be a Shinoi of doing it Beraka and doing changing the order, while Keli is a separate category. Keli is a separate category where the Shinoi you do is a Shinoi of Ma'at Ma'at. Notice, as we developed last week, that Shinoi of Ma'at Ma'at that you're doing is a Shinoi that's only being Matur and Isur D'Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. It's not being Matur and Isur D'Oraisa, it's only being Matur and Isur D'Rabbanan. And it could be that, according to the Rambam, in the Reisha, the requirement is to do Ma'at Ma'at, because there, we're afraid, as the Rambam says, they were afraid if you're going to allow a person to do Lisha on Kemach Keli, they're going to come to do it with Kemach, regular Kemach. So for that, what do? You tell them to do something different. You do it Ma'at Ma'at. Tell them to do something different. In contrast to the Seifa of the Rambam, that's Nirek Kalash. The case of Shesisa is that it appears like Lush. So says the Rambam, if it appears like Lush, then you've already got to put it down into Raka. Then you've got to make it into Blila Raka. You've got to make it a loose batter. And you have to change the order. Ad kan divrei Rambam. There are a few hands. First Shmuel, then Rabbi Yaakov.
The Rambam is saying that it's only going to be a Derabanan.
Correct.
It's a Blila Raka.
And right, Shesisa is going to be near a Kalash when it's a Blila Ava, and therefore you have to do it a Blila Raka, and you have to change the order.
No, so it's two
requirements on this Derabanan. By the way, the Ma'at Mat didn't have that requirement. You don't have that. You don't have that requirement. Okay. Now, this, by the way, the Gra points out in one letter, one word, excuse me, in the Gra. Take a look at the Gra, and then Rav Yaakov, I'll take your question. I'm sorry, I forgot about yesterday, and I'll come back. If you take a look at the Gra, we're still on the same point. If you take a look, the Gra makes the same point as the Magen Mishnah, but in the Gra, he puts it, changes one word. Take a look in the Gra of Aval Kasha. Sif Yudalid says Aval Kasha. When it comes to Blila Kasha, it's going to be Asur. So then the Gra says, Kigirsas Vahatanya Ein Goblin. What does the Gra mean when he says Vahatanya Ein Goblin? Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, four lines from the top, how could you do a Shasisa in this way? Vaha Amrit Ein Goblin. Didn't you say earlier Ein Goblin? That's correct according to Rashi. If Shasisa and Keli are the same thing, so the Gemara asks, Vaha Amrit, you said that when it comes to Keli, it's fine. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. When we said that, that was talking about Rakla. That's how Rashi learned. But according to the Rambam, and according to Shulchan Aruch, that's not how you read it. What's Shasisa and Keli are two separate things. So then when the Gemara quotes Shasisa, then the Gemara says, Vahatanya, we learned in another Braisa, Ein Goblin. Because the Gemara never meant to be Madama the two, never meant to equate the two. So according to the Rambam, there are two distinct things. According to Rashi, they're Hainu Hach. And that's how, if you look in the Rishonim, some Rishonim have the Girsa of Amrit, some Rishonim have the Girsa of Tanya, and that's going to be the difference between those Rishonim. According to the Rambam, they're two separate things. According to Rashi, they're going to be Hainu Hach. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
Did we say that by Shasis, the Rambam would say that you need Raka and a Shinar?
Yes.
Or it seemed like...
Maybe I was reading. Oh, wait. I'm reading it through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in your Shulchan Aruch. Open the Shulchan Aruch. You're right. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's Sif Yudalid. Aval Kosh also Rebnei Shneir Kalosh. Vafilu Berach Tzarech Lashanos. That's how it's said in Shulchan Aruch. There are two words. Vafilu Berach. Rav Yaakov is saying sharp. He's saying that according to the Rambam, Lechura, that's there are two ways to read the Rambam. What's the Vitzarach L'Shanos going on? When it's kosher or when it's rach? I think most assume that's when it's rach. But you read it as kosher?
The Rambam said on the previous line it's mutter le'gavamenu b'chumei tzvecheizu v'harbi b'vaz achas v'hushi yirach. That's only if it's rach.
Aval kosher asur b'nei shenir kalash Vitzarach L'Shanos. I hear. I'm a subah. I was reading it again through the eyes of Shulchan Aruch, but I hear. Turns out to read the Rambam. I didn't think enough about this. Maybe we'll in the base marriage, we'll try to think more. I'm not sure. Okay, so this is the difference between the Rambam and Rashi. Now, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, we have the following. In Shulchan Aruch, we have the Lashon HaRambam straightforward. Two distinct categories. However, we're going to see that the Mishnah Brura pushes the two together. And he says that there are times that you could use Ma'at Ma'at even in cases of Shasisa. So again, in Shulchan Aruch, the simple readings like the Rambam, we're going to see that for broader reasons, the Mishnah Brura is not going to learn that way, and he's going to push together the two Shinuyim. The Taz, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, points out, as we said, that the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Taz inside. Sif Yud Aleph. Tchina Gasa Sharei Kechol. Says the Taz, Zeh Shitas HaRambam, V'atur Yeshu Shita Acheres Al Pi Rashi. Oh, beautiful. So the Tur is going to follow Shitas Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch was following the Rambam. V'kosav HaRava Magid, it's kedai to look up the Rava Magid, Shekein Hiskim HaRambam V'Rashba. Ulidetu, afilu bereisha dainu kemach koli, yesh chiluk bein av l'roka. Tibe ava asur beharbe, ube raka matur beharbe. Val yidei shinui. Comes along the Taz, and this is going to be what the Mishnah Berurah is going to run with. And that is, even when it comes to Kemach Keli, the halacha is that you need Raka. Because why? Because the Gemara said, Vahani Mili Raka, the Gemara wasn't only talking about Shasisa according to Rashi. It was talking also about Keli. Oh, so then what would come out is that when you have the Shinui of Ma'at Ma'at, that Shinui of Ma'at Ma'at alone, according to the Taz says, is not going to work with the tour. And the two are going to be run together. And that's going to be halacha l'maisa for the Mishnah Berurah. And that is, we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah assumes that we are hardly ever, if ever, going to be matir, a form of lisha, if the blila is not raka. No, if it's real lisha, obviously we still have to find what is a maisa lisha, but if it's real lisha, the Mishnah Berurah is going to go with this Taz, and we're going to always need blila raka. In other words, ma'at by itself is not going to be matir. And that we saw, the Mishnah Berurah already earlier went up against the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, no, ma'at ma'at is a good heter, it's not lisha at all. So according to the Chazon Ish, there's room to understand that ma'at ma'at, against the Mishnah Berurah, ma'at ma'at itself has its own standing. However, the Mishnah Berurah is going to follow this opinion of the Ramban and the Rajba and the Tur, and they're learning Aliva Shitas Rashi, that the Gemara never said that Raka is going to be mutter by itself, and Ma'at Ma'at is going to be mutter by itself. Rather, Shasis and Kamakali are going to have to combine both of their Shinuyim, and hence, the halacha is, as the Taz says, again, the words of the Taz, Dibba'ava Asr Baharbe, Ubiraka Mutter Baharbe Vayide Shinui. Raka is going to be mutter only if you also have a Shinui. Need a Shinui on the Seder of the Nesinas Hadvarim. And then the Taz just says, the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention such a case because it's not common today. Avol nirali limot. And then the Taz comes along and he quotes our first Halach Lamaisa example. Avol nirali limot din echad chadash mishitas harambam. We're going to see it also in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's kedai to see in the original Taz. He says, therefore, I want to be mechadei shenu halacha. Dahainu shekemach she'osim mitchinas matza afuya. If you have matzah meal, we were discussing in the Beis Medrash, probably matzah meal in those days, probably not like today's matzah meal, but in those days, if you had, they didn't have the fine machinery that we have. So the matzah meal probably had, you know, pieces that were 2 centimeters large, 3 centimeters large. They weren't. It didn't look like flour. Today, you buy matzah meal, it basically looks like flour. Oh, so that matzah meal is very much like the shasisa. So now the shaila is, are you allowed to combine things with a matzah meal on Shabbos? It continues the Taz. Dainu shekemach shosim tchinas matzah fui shikor matzah meal, v'regin la'arvo am yayin o meidvah shikor med, shezeh osur la'soso b'shabbos, afilu b'raka. This is going to be osur, even if it's going to be raka. And the Taz gives a technical reason why. Number one, it's tchinas gasa. Okay, so then what would we say the requirement be? So l'chura v'kad muta beraka hu al yidei shinui. So what you would be able to do is to do raka with a shinui, like shesisa. Ma'at me'at is not going to be an option according to the Rambam. And who's he talking? He's talking within the Rambam. But he says at the end of the day, you would have to rakhi shinui. And then he has an interesting chumrah of why it's entirely yasser. He says you can't change the order because we don't know which way is normal to do during the week. So if we knew what was normal to do during the week, then that's what you would do, says the Taz. But since we don't know what's normal, so then in such a case, says the Taz, you have to be machmir entirely. The Mishnah Berurah is not that machmir. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and see how he quotes the Taz in Sif Katan Nud Zayin. Ayim etaz shekasav the asal arav b'shavu shel pesach kema shosim tchins vatzav filitim yam shemay dvash avdom l'shisiz shu tchin gasa sham b'durak ahinu adeshin av kemak zeh ein yodua man osim tchil b'chol kedei leidem arushinu al kein asar mosa harbe. So that is the Taz that we just read. Five lines into the Mishnah Berurah Nun Zayin. Uvel yo rabba kosav dim ein yodua yasashinu d'mefarish b'gemara. If you don't know what is the normal order, so then you make the change of what they normally did in the Gemara. Sheiten amachal tchilu v'atah kacha mashke. The Gemara described that you do the change, later on the Gemara describes, you do a change of first putting in the Meichel, then the Mashke. It would seem to me today that we do the opposite. Generally, what we first put in is the Meichel, and then we generally put in the Mashke. So most poskim go with this Elio Rabba, the Mishnah Berurah does, but the Taz over here introduces that based on the Rambam, we would be Machmir and require this particular action. I'll just add of Amevin Yavin, I discussed with Shmuel and Reb Daniel, that the Sharetzion Sifkat and Samachay says that, and also you could do Ma'at Ma'at, because Kemach Kali, he says, is more Chomer than Shesisa. So if by Kemach Kali we allow Ma'at Ma'at, so then certainly he says we would allow for Ma'at Ma'at when it comes to Shesisa. Vamevin Yavin, I would argue that according to the Rambam, these are two different Ishinuyim for two different Isurei Durabbanan. So according to the Rambam, that would not be correct. However, if you follow the train of the Ramban, the Rajba, the Tur, and the Mishnah Berurah, and so on, all of them run together. Kemach, Kali, and Shesisa are the same thing. And if they're the same thing, so then if you were Matir, Ma'at, Ma'at for this, so that then you would be Matir, Ma'at, Ma'at for that as well. But I would argue, l'fi the Rambam, it's not so mochrach, and in the Taz, what the Sharetzion writes in Sifkat and Samachay, as well as what he says, Avol Moisa Ma'at Ma'at Mutter, I would argue, according to the Rambam, that's not so mochrach, because they're two different categories. But we saw that according to Rashi and the Ramban and so on, here what we're doing is we equate all of them, and if we equate all of them, so then in such a case, then it could be Matir even Ma'at Ma'at as well. Okay. Rabosai, this was one of the most nuanced things we've done up until now. Any questions, clarifications? So far, so good?
Sure. Could we just clarify the Taz again?
Yes. Taz says, now let's do a halachas psukos, okay? Halachas psukos. Comes along the Taz says that matzah meal is like shesisa, and since matzah meal is like shesisa, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that you can only do it belila raka and change the order. And the Taz says, since we don't know how to change the order, so then in such a case, he says it's going to be Aser. Mishnah Berurah says, no, we don't have to be so machmir. We could go back to Dina de Gemara. The Chazon Ish also proves this from other places. You could go back to Dina de Gemara. If you're going to go back to Dina de Gemara, so then in such a case, the halacha is what? The halacha would be that you change the order. In the time the Gemara was putting in the normally you put the liquid in first, and then you put in the Meichel. I think, I don't know, what do I know about Lisha? The only thing I know Lisha is that I liked oatmeal in the morning. So you always put in the quake. I guess it's Chatayin Miskimayom. It wasn't Chalav Yisrael. But you put in the Quaker oatmeal inside the bowl, and then, depends, my brother, my sister, and I all had different opinions about what the appropriate thickness is going to be. So some of us, I like Blila Ava, I think my brother liked Blila Raka. At the end of the day, so normally what we do is we put the oatmeal in and then we add the hot water. So today, leaving aside all the shilas, the bishul, etc., one would first one would put in the hot water first and then put in the Quaker oatmeal. Okay, again, we're not yet at halach lemaisa. Tov atkan sif b'siyata d'shmaya sif yudalet. We're now going to transition in a different way than we normally do, and work on a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, I mentioned to you, I alluded to, changes the world in terms of Hilchos Lash, and then we're going to see how the Ramah follows that Psak. I want to emphasize again that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, seem to be following the Rambam the whole way. Leaving aside the Mishnah Berurah, bringing in the Taz, and etc., but the Shulchan Aruch seem to be following the Rambam. That's going to be important as we go on. By the way, I did pass over the page after the Rambam. There's a beautiful Shilte HaGiborim, Ost Beis. A beautiful Shilte HaGiborim that crunches beautifully the Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. What we spoke out, what we tried to be Masbir, there is a beautiful Shilte HaGiborim that spells it out. I would highly encourage you to take a look at that Shilte HaGiborim. He finds the Shitas HaRambam difficult because he assumes, like the Shaar HaTzion assumed, that Shisisa should be more Kal than Kemach Keli, and therefore he doesn't understand how the Rambam read the Gemara. But at the end of the day, the Shilte HaGiborim Mamish analyzes the Sugya. That's where we learned it from. But I decide we won't do it inside. Okay. Comes along the Trumas HaDeshen. And the Trumas HaDeshen goes back to Roman numeral 3 in terms of Psak Halacha. And the Trumas HaDeshen was one of the first, not the only, but one of the first who said, Rabosai, every single time you have a Shaila in Hilchos Lisha, you got to be Choshesh for Shitas Rebbe. You got to be Choshesh for Shitas Rebbe. And therefore, the Trumas HaDeshen says that we know that for Shitas Rebbe, that one has to be Choshesh for the Nesinas Mayim. And therefore, according to Rebbe, there are times that the whole process is going to be usher if you have a Nesinas Mayim. And he says the following. The Shaila is, Shilshon Oshomar Yitibol Shilo Nita Emashka Arshabiz Shari Lita Emashka Olav. So the Shaila was posed, do we paskin like Rebbe? By the way, the Trumas HaDeshen wrote his own shilas. They say they weren't real shilas that were asked him. The shilas is posed over here. Do we paskin like Rebbe or do we don't? And he goes on to say that we're choshesh for shitas Rebbe. And he summarizes the sugya as we. The first paragraph was last time shir. And dibar maskel lahashta. He says v'nira limtso heter lekuli alma. So Trumas HaDeshen says that you're not going to be allowed to add water into the oatmeal on Shabbos because we're choshesh for shitas Rebbe. But v'nira limtze hetu l'kulei alma. Afilu iloyov klal mashke v'bod yom. Even if the mashke has not been put during the day, kegon shiyasa b'lila raka. He says the eitzah is b'lila raka. Okay, nice. That's an interesting idea. He's saying that the heter is going to be b'lila raka. This is going to be very important because the Ramah, later on in Sif Tezayin, which we're going to jump to, the Ramah is going to paskin that, like this idea, that for Shitas Rebbe, one of the things we're going to have to do is blew the rock. And then the Trumas HaDeshen adds something else. V'hachi Isa b'shavs gabi shesisa. The Belila Raka lo chashiva lisha v'gibul. And that I learn from Kufnun V'alamet Aleph, our Gemara. Our Gemara that says that when it comes to Blila Raka, it's not considered Lisha Begibel. V'hainu afilu l'Rebbe. And this is even according to Shitas Rebbe. Kidemuchach Hasam. Wow, those are two very strong words. Kidemuchach Hasam, like it's Muchrach over there. You come over to me and say there and you tell me what the Trumas HaDeshen means when he says Kidemuchach Hasam. I'm not going to be Mazra Halachashir. Too much Pshat is Asr in Halachashir, right? Kidemuchach Hasam, like it's Muchrach over there. V'ka'amar nami hasam did tzarech haliba the Rebbe laso shino b'nesinas mashkim. But still, according to Rebbe, because nesinas mayim is aser, what you're going to need to do is change the order. So, breakfast in New York, you would put in the hot water first. Kigon, but in Europe, 500 years ago, it's not that way. She'itin ha'maychol t'chila, you do in the other order. Okay. So here, the Trumas HaDeshen tells us that Shisisa with Blila Raka, according to Rebbe, is going to be mutter if you change the order. Then, the Trumas HaDeshen concludes. The whole tshuva. Obviously, I would love if you do the whole tshuva, but the Trumas HaDeshen concludes, therefore, the halach in the following way. Va'od nira. Afilu b'blila raka. Even when it comes to Blila Raka, tsarich achar kach la'ari b'kliatzmo obetzpo'o. When it comes to Blila Raka, you need to do a shinui in the mixing. Daliba demanda amar de nesinas mayim lo chashiv gibel. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, who cares that you did a shinui in changing the order? The chash is that Lisha is the mixing. In kein lo mahani David shinu ibn sin samach ov tkhila da kati lo ovim lo khat shi gabel u ba inon shinu ibn gibel da lo khiz ein igre need to do a shinu in the mixing. Rabbi Osai, let's jump ahead and see this psak of the Trumas Hadeshen in the Heligir Ramah. Comes along the Ramah in Tezayin, and the Ramah really begins with the Mechaber. The Mechaber that we already saw last time. The Yesh Aymer says the Mechaber, there are some who say in Sif Tezayin, against everything that we've learned in Yudalit Tezvav and Tezayin. In Yudalit Tezvav and Tezayin, we learned that what you have to be careful is not to do a Maisa Gibul. The Yeish Omrim, there are some who say, No. It's not enough to do a shinui in how you're mixing it. Because we're choshesh for which shita? This is the Sefer HaTrumas. We're choshesh for shitas Rebbe. Dafgash son of the Yom. Avashavas also las mashke b'chardol b'shum akdusha mishum lush. If you take a look in Sefer HaChazon Avadya Chelek Dalit, Chacham Avadya goes ballistic on his old friend, Rabin Tzion Abishol. Every time Rabin Tzion Abishol talks about changing the order of putting them in, he says, my old friend makes mistake after mistake after mistake, because my old friend was choshesh for the Mechaber's Yesh Omrim. And we had an old machlokas. What happens when you have Stam V'Yesh Omrim? So he says, already, the Chido already said that when you have Stam V'Yesh Omrim, you always follow the Stam. But I know already from our days in Parak Yosef that Rabbi Tzion Abishol was choshesh for Yesh Omrim, and he's making so many mistakes in Hilchos Lisha because he's choshesh for this V'Yesh Omrim. So the standard way, Chacham Avadya is right, that the standard way of understanding Mechaber is Mechaber ignores Shitas Rebbe, and we only have Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramah comments on this V'Yesh Omrim and says, the Ramah, two chumras. V'im no sein ha'ochen tchila va'acha kacha chometz o'yayin u'ma'arvo be'etzbo. If you do shinui number one, then number one, what you do is you put the ochel first. Remember, we said that in Europe 500 years ago they would put the water in first. U'ma'arvo be'etzbo, and you have to mix it with your finger, which is not the normal way you mix. The normal way you mix is with a kli shari. That's going to be permissible. The have shinui. Now this is critical, the next words, kemo b'shisisa de la'el, it's going to be mutter, just like we saw by shisisa. How do you read the Ramah? Zok de'helig l'chav etzchayim, samach vov, v'davka b'li la'ava. When do you have a problem of Elisha, that's when it's a Belila Ava. Ava Belila Rakalo Shaykh Baz Elisha. But if you're doing on these materials, let's say Shum, garlic was one of the examples of the Mechaber and Tezayin, if you mixed it with a liquid. This is a critical line, Rabbi Osai. This is where all the Chumras come from. Dahago Mayri Dafka Biblila Raka. The Ramah was talking about Blila Raka. What's the proof? V'lazeh siyem kemo b'shasisa. Because the Ramah concluded like we learned in Shasisa. Now what did we learn about in Shasisa de la'el? What was Shasisa de la'el? Shasisa de la'el was the halacha of the being only mutter if it's Blila Raka. Hence, the world understands the Ramah. That the Ramah is saying that the only way to do Lisha is you need to have three changes from your normal mixing. Number one, no Blila Ava. Number two, you need to change the order. Number three, you can't be Torev Bikoach. And in the words of the Ramah, you have to be Torev Be'etzba. I remember the first time I was learning this, when I was your age, I was just blown away. How many different shinuyim that you know here? It just feel like 3 weeks ago we were talking about, we were matir nisur deraisa tchina on the back with the back of your fork, and now today we're talking about three shinuyim, three changes. Zok dehele chazanish, hazoyfrek the chazanish. That's the chazanish's kasha. Take a look at the chazanish. Chazanish seems to paskin against this Ramah. Take a look at the chazanish. page 168. It's Nun Ches Hey. Mashma Bigemara. First column, Umashma Bigemara. Umashma Bigemara, Debirako Sagi Bishinui Shinosin Chematrila. The Ein Sarach Shinu Begibu. The simple reading of the Gemara is not that way. The simple reading of the Gemara is that there's never a requirement when it comes to Raka to do also a Shinui Be'etzba. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't see anywhere in the Gemara when you have a Blila Raka that you need to do a Shinui. Those of you who've done the Gemaras have seen that the Gemara does talk about the Hemshech, a Shinui in the mixing. But the Gemara never said it in the context of Raka. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, I'm extremely bothered by this psak, but he does say it's true that the Trumas Hadeshin says it. So the Chazon Ish leaves off. And the way some of the Kitzer books quote it is they quote that the Chazon Ish was mekel b'lila raka, that you don't need a shinui in the gibul. The minhag amongst Ashkenazim is definitely to be machin. Minhag amongst Ashkenazim should be l'chatchila, in a case where there isn't a tzorech. You follow the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah, and even if we don't always understand exactly why the Ramah said it, for 17 years I didn't understand that the Ramah said it. But we do it anyhow, even though the Ramah seems to be a Chumra al-Gabi Chumra. It's hard to understand. I just want to point out that the Mechaber is a totally different world. The Mechaber doesn't have this requirement at all. You take a look. The Menuchas Ava, Menuchat Ahava, from Rav Levi, who we've made reference to before. Excellent, excellent sefer. Talmud, I think, of both Chacham Avadya Zatzal and Rabbi Tzion Abishol Zatzal. He himself, we mentioned, passed away young. So he summarized Alachos Perek Tes Os Yud. He says, Umikol makom, last line on page Reish Tzadiches, Umikol makom dvarim she'ein b'em isur lisha min ha'teira, those things that are not subject to Nisra Torah, Mutar la'arei b'em mashke ulebolam b'lila raka, b'tnai she'yishana b'nesinas ha'mashke. He says, those things are not usur min ha'Torah. All you need to do is b'lila raka and change the order. Because at most, it's going to be nira kalash, those Yisuri Daraisa. And what does it seem from the Rambam? From the Rambam, it seems that once you have Belila Raka and... All right, that was Rabbi Yaakov's question. Do you need to even change your according to Rambam? But the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you're going to need to do both. That's it. But once you have Belila Raka, it's not subject to an Yisur Lush altogether. And Vameivin Yavin, if you could look up, I have photocopied the Ritva. If you take a look, the Ritva and the Sugya, that's how the Ritva understood the Sugya as well. When you have an Yisur Darabanan, so Belila Raka is going to be Mutter, then Blila Raka is an Issur Darabanan, and then in such a case, a Shinui in the Seder is going to be acceptable. However, I would like to, after 17 years, I told you the story, I came home and my daughter asked me where I was, and I remembered I was bothered by this. This is what I was bothered by 17 years ago. And this morning, Siyat Deshma I finally came to some Havana, and I told it to Rav Nevinsel today, and he seemed to like it, but most important is what the Beis Medrash likes it. I'd like to come up and suggest to you Pshat and Trumas Hadeshin. Why the Trumas Hadeshin holds this way. You remember the Trumas Hadeshin started out being Choshesh for Shitas Rebbe. And he said that you have a Heter L'Kulei Alma to do Blila Raka and to change the order, he says, according to Shitas Rebbe. And he learns the Gemara on Kufnun Vavam at Aleph, Aliba the Rebbe. Then, says the Trumas Hadeshin, at the end of the Tshuva, Va'od Nire, the Aliba demand Amar Nesinas Maim Lo Chashiv Gibul. What are you going to do according to the man Amar, who holds that the Isser, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Isser is the Gibul itself? maybe the Gemara's heter only applies aliba le Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Gemara's heter applies. So according to Rebbe, I understand, you're not doing a regular Maisa Nesinas Mayim, and you do Bli Laraka. So that, the Gemara said, according to Rebbe, is enough. Wait. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Isser is the Maisa Gibul, he holds that the Isser is the Gibul itself, just like you're going to need, according to Rebbe, a Shinui Bli Laraka is not going to be enough, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you're also going to need a Shinui. And that Shinui is that you have to change the order in which you do it. The Rambam, Vamevin Yavin, didn't learn the Sugya that way. The Rambam understood that Sugya was only a Gzera Midrabanan. The whole Sugya was only a Gzera Midrabanan. So for the Rambam, you don't even have all of these Cheshbonos. But according to the Trumas Hadeshen, which fits beautifully, if you take a look in the Rajba and the Tur, I'll show you that in a moment where the Beis Yosef quotes it, and the Magi Mishnah, they understand that the Sugya is going according to Rebbe. There, we're being Matir and Isur Daraisa. If you have something that's an Isur Daraisa, that item that's an Isur Daraisa, so then you need all three of these things. Number one, you need to knock it down to Bli Laraka. Number two, according to Rebbe, you need a Shina Nesina Samayim. But that's only according to Rebbe. What about according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? So it comes along in Trumas Hadeshen, it's Mukhruch. What I'm saying now is for sure Mukhruch in the words of Trumas Hadeshen. It comes along, the Trumas Hadeshen says you also need a Shinui in the Maisa Gibul. Let me show you how it's Mukhruch in the words of Trumas Hadeshen, and then we'll connect everything together, all the Lashitasams together. Again, in Vinir Limtza Hetel Kulei Alma, he says that we're choshish for Rebbe, but then if you do Bli Laraka and you do a Shinui, it's going to be enough. That was in paragraph Ahashta. That, after the Trumas Hadeshen has proven that we're choshish for Shitas Rebbe and Halach L'mayis choshish for Shitas Rebbe, and he then concludes the tshuva, but at the end of the day, what about Aliba D'Mal D'Amar D'Nesinas Mayim Lo Choshiv Gibul? So then in such a case, he says, you're going to need a Shinui in the Gibul itself. Because the Gemara that said that all you need, what was the Chazanish's Taina? That the Gemara said that all you needed is what? Raka, just with a Shinui in the Nesina. He says you don't find that there is a requirement. He's right, you don't find it anywhere. But the Gemara is going according to Rebbe. So if the Gemara is going according to Rebbe, speculates in Trumas Hadeshen, that just like for Rebbe you need a Shinui on his part in the Nesina's mind by Bli Raka, so too, according to Rebbe Yosef and Yehuda, you're going to need a Shinui in his part, and that is B'Shas HaGibul. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't go this way at all. This is going to be the Derech HaMishneh Berurah, but the Derech HaRambam, it's a totally different world. According to the Rambam, this whole sugya was a halacha A, particularly in Shasisa. Mehechi Tesi was even within Shitas Rebbe altogether. It wasn't even within Shitas Rebbe. So then, according to the Rambam, this is a particular halacha in regards to Bli Laraka. And we see that Bli Laraka takes it outside of a Maisa Lisha. So then there's room to say that once you have a Bli Laraka, it's going to be enough. But the Mishneh Berurah is not going to pask in this way. Why? The Mishneh Berurah is going with Alpi Ikve HaTrumas Hadeshen, and according to Trumas Hadeshen, everything is one Belila. According to Trumas Hadeshen, what do I mean? According to Trumas Hadeshen, Shesisa, Kemacheli, as Rashi learned, are the same thing. And we'll be dealing with a potential Da'oraisa as well, because we're within Shitas Rebbe. So anytime you have an item that's a shayla of a doraisa, so then you have the eitzah of the Gemara, number one, Bli Laraka, and a change in the Sinas Hamayim, but you also have to take care of Shitas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Lanias Daiti, that's Amita Shel Torah, and that's the answer for the Chazon Ish. So let's get Halacha L'maisa. Comes along Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph, Simin Ayin Dalid, suggests that, all right, Rabosai, as this is a nice pshat that we had in the Trumas Hadeshen, but we got to admit that says the Minchas Yitzchak to us that this is quite a chumrah. In other words, the Pasha says that Bli Laraka would take away the whole Shiloh of Lisha, and yet we're putting two shinuyim on top of it. Zok the Dayan from the Dayan of the Eda Charedus, Ayin Dalid Aleph, he says that you don't need to do mamish with your etzba, even though the simple reading of the Ramah is Ma'arvo Be'etzba Shari. He says he thinks that in the Ramah's days they didn't have, you know, many different types of instruments of how to mix. But today, if you mix it in a slightly different way than you normally mix it, so mutter. So Rabosai, we'll first go with the Mishabura's examples. But any example that you have of lush, and Mitzvah Shem next week we'll get to more practical examples. Any instance where you have of lush, then lush would be mutter if you get it down to a blila raka, and then you do some type of change. The Minchas Yitzchak says that, you know, I asked for Nevinzal Shlita, he was fine to go with this Minchas Yitzchak, that as long as there's some type of shinui, then that's going to be enough. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah's examples, and then we'll have to define what Blila Raka and Blila Ava is, and then B'siyata D'Shmaya will wrap up with more examples next time. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Samaches. So that's commenting on the Ramah. Umakom Shedarko Lasos Kein Bechol Yite Mishavas Achometz Tchila V'Acha Kacha Ocha. So, again, the words of Ramah is like we do it. He says if the normal thing is to put the oatmeal in first, so then you put in the liquid first. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Samaches, here it gives us practical examples. Valkein, im shachach lishpo chometz berav Shabbos l'tol chrein. So therefore, if someone forgot to put vinegar into the chrein, so it seems like chrein in those days, I'm not sure. What are the ingredients of what we call chrein? What we eat with the gefilte fish, the red thing? It's beets and horseradish, right? Do they add any other type of liquid? So in the Mishnah Berurah's time, they added vinegar. They add vinegar. Okay. So what happens if you forgot to put the vinegar in? They put vinegar in. Okay. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Valkeinim shachak lishbos chometz berav Shabbos l'tol chrein. If you forgot to put the vinegar into the chrein, so shiaso b'shabbos blila raka. So you're going to need a watery type of lisha. No sin achametz, and then first you put in the vinegar. V'acha kacha krein shelo kederach shosam b'chol v'yechos b'kliatz levin aneos. So the Mishnah Berurah does not require that you put your naked finger in. He just says that you shake it with a bowl. Mitzvah Shem next week we'll touch on the Chazon Ish's fascinating shita that says that you have to put mamish the finger in. You can't even wear a glove. But Mishnah Berurah does not get involved with that. Blina there will touch on that later. Let's continue on with the Mishnah Berurah's examples. Ubiyerek hanikra shlotin, and when it comes to vegetables that are lettuce, ein ledagik b'cholzeh. There you don't have to worry. If you're adding vinegar to lettuce, says Maran Chavetz Chaim, you don't have to worry. Kivin shein chotchen osa dakdak, because you don't cut it into very small pieces. Al mashe chotchen snon v'kishuin shikorin ugaris, that is cucumbers. If you cut the cucumbers down into small pieces, dak, by the way, he probably meant that you did that before Shabbos because of the previous malacha we learned. V'shovchen chometz oshar davar lach l'sochem arminas v'yachad tzrichen lizoher shlolar b'kaf b'koach. You have to be careful not to use the spoon b'koach. Oyinaneh b'kli atzmo. By the way, here is mashma like the Minchas Yitzchak, that as long as you don't do it in the normal way, it's going to be fine. That the Ramah was lav dafka when the Ramah said ma'arvo be'etzbo. Right here, the Mishnah Berurah just says kach koach v'tov la'achmir gam ken shi'itin achometz v'acha kacha ma'achal. It'd be best to be machmir to do it in that order. Finally, we'll pick up Mirz Hashem the Seifa of the Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot to do chazara on. Finally, the last piece is the basic question: is what is the definition of blila raka? We've spoke about blila raka and ava, and the only example I gave you is the difference of how my brother and I liked the oatmeal. So the Chazon Ish in Nun Ches Tes, I quoted it in the cover page, says that the difference is that raka is nishpoch v'niro, but at the same time it's still one bush. So of course a liquid of water when you pour, that's not even raka. That's a liquid. If you have an item that pours, in other words, it will pour, but at the same time stays as one gush. It stays, it retains water when you pour it out, so then it will separate from each other. If you have an oatmeal, so the oatmeal that does not pour, in other words, it doesn't pour with a flow, it's a clump that will fall from one utensil to the next, that's blila ava. If, however, it will flow from one to the next, but at the same time stays attached to the other pieces, to that would qualify as a blila rak. If you take a look, Rav Rimon has a couple of pictures in his book. Again, the difference being a clump or something that flows. The moment in which it flows, it's already qualified as a blila rak. If you think about it, most egg salad does not flow, right? Depends. You have some egg salad that will be full of a tremendous amount of mayonnaise that will flow. But most egg salad, when you're going to pour, the clump will fall from one thing to the next. In contrast to an oatmeal, it really depends. If some oatmeal is thick, and then it will clump. But most oatmeal, a lot of oatmeal, is going to pour from one cup to the next. So then that would already, according to the definition of Chazon Ish, be a raka. The Ksais HaShulchan, the sefer that we love, who has some fantastic horrors, has a different hagdara, but at the end of the day, the Chazon Ish's hagdara here is smoother, and B'siyata D'Shmaya will stop with that. Okay, on the cover sheet, I did give you some more inyanim, more diyunim. I glossed over a couple of things. The Shilta HaGiborim, I mentioned to you. I didn't mention how the Darkei Moshe falls into this, as well as the issue of using Ma'at Ma'at by Shesisa, and whether you could use a different Shinuyim. The Halachos, let me just spell this out now. Now, when it comes to Kemach Keli, so over there we saw that the Heter is Ma'at Ma'at. When it comes to Shesisa, we saw then it's Raka and the change. So the Minchas Ariel asks that according to the Rambam, the way we saw in Shulchan Aruch, you can't be able to use Ma'at Ma'at, and you can't go back and forth. So first of all, my Ha'ar is the Mishnah Berurah seems to go back and forth. But Minchas Ariel asks that a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be able to go back and forth between the different Shinuyim. And therefore, he's mafalpa with that. I think Vameivin Yavin, based on the above discussion, could probably be you could go back and forth, because if you learn that the Gemara is equating Shesisa and Keli, and like the Trumas Hadeshin, that the Gemara is talking about Yisurei Doraisa, not like the Rambam, so then Einachanami, then it's all been put into one Blila Ava, and then all the Shinuim could be used interchangeably. But the Minchas Ariel asks, that's not so Mukhruch as we saw it. It's not Mukhruch at all in the Rambam. But it seems to be that the Mishnah Berurah's chumrah of saying that you're going to need raka with the two things, right, because it's one the sugi is one unified thing, would also come out of kula that if you have an Isur Darabbanan, you could choose between ma'at ma'at or doing the blila raka with the shina said. That's what will come out as far. But take a look at the Minchas Ariel on our sugi. Ramesha says it the way we said it now.
For exactly where we said.
Oh wow, you're sameach me. Wow. Okay. I haven't looked at many of Ramesha's tshuvas yet.
It's all
oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So I haven't worked on it yet. Okay.
Good. It's a longer piece. That's exactly what he says.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mirza Hashem, Monday. Monday we're going to continue on Lisha, and we have more of these. We got up to number 7. We did 5, 6, 7, Mitzvah Hashem, 8, 9, and 10. But we'll get into more halakha maisa on Mitzvah Hashem.